There's a story said over about the Gra. The one time there was a dentire taking place in the Vilna Bezdin, the Gra was there, and two Edom came in, and they were made in favor of one of the parties. The Gra heard their Edus, and right away he said, "These are Edus Sheker. These guys are lying." They confronted them, and they admitted, Taka, that they were Edus Sheker. So the Gra was asked, "How did you know? Do you have Ruach HaKodesh?" And the Gra says, "No, it's not Ruach HaKodesh. I was figured this out based on a Diak and a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Gimel Mabez." The Mishnah over here at the bottom of the Amid says talks about how they're baidik the Edom, how they would check the Edom, they would bring them in, and they would ask each one of them shilas about how exactly saw the moon, what it looked like, where it was, v'chule. And then the Mishnah ends off and it says, "In nimtzu divrei mechuvanim edusin kayamis." If their edus is found to be mechuvan, found to be the same, in other words, they're both saying the same thing, then it's a good edus. So the Gra is medayik. He says, "Why does the Tanya have to say im nimtzu divrei mechuvanim if it's found that their edus is the same? Why add this word im nimtzu? What would be wrong if the Tana just said im divrei mechuvanim edusin kayamis? If the edus is identical, then it's kayim. Why this word nimtzu? What does it mean if you find that the edus is kayim? It's an extra word." So the Gra is medayik over here that the Tana is teaching us a very important lesson that when is their edus kayim? If it's nimtzu divrei mechuvanim, if you find that they're the same, which means that on the surface they're not exactly the same, they're not saying an identical edus, it's similar, but if you look into it and you figure it out after a little bit of research, they end up, the stories are similar, then edus and kayamis. But let's say it's not nimtzu, let's say it's mamish identical, the edim are saying exactly word for word, mila b'mila, the same exact story, and it's clearly that it's clear that it's mechuvanim, it doesn't require a metziah, a finding, then zok the Gra, the Tana is teaching us that they're edus sheker. Because when two people see a story, by definition, they're not going to see it the same exact way. They're not going to describe it the same exact way. Each one will be a little bit different, a little bit off. And you have to find and put it together and show how it's really the same story. But if it's mamish identical, then you have to be chayshish that this was scripted, they made it up, they memorized the story, they memorized the words, and that is probably Ede Sheker, and that's what happened over here. The Gra noticed that they were saying the exact same Edus Milo B'Milo is mamish identical, and therefore he deduced from this Mishnah that that's not Nimsa Divram, there must be Ede Sheker, and he was Taka right. And this is Taka Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat Sim Chavches Se'if Yud. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ima Edom Aymer Medusa Mechuvenes B'Lashon Echad, Mamish, Yeshlochish Meshakim, Veitz Achas, Kibnu Lashana Mitzarech Lach, Vilidish Isim." If you find the datum is saying the exact same words, Mamish, Balashan Achad, then you have to be suspicious that maybe they're Edish Shakim, maybe they planned it out, and you got to interrogate them even further. So, Al Kapanim, that was the Gemalik HaLacha, that the Gain was Medag from this one extra word over here in the Mishnah.